pulled the propeller out of all kind of aircraft and the paratrooper. No, a good H harness between your legs there and around your waist or something. If you said for that with a D-ring in it, nope. Nope, anything I climb or get into, I'm attached to it, brother. We'll get into it another time, but I did fall 40 feet at one time, so I learned my lesson the hard way. Thank God I was bow hunting, but that's for another night. But no, like you said, man, my cousin, I was on my way to Texas, actually. My last 6 years of duty with the government was working with the Canadian government. I lived up outside of El Dorado, Canada. I don't know what it is, about 120 kilometers north of Toronto. My driveway was 16 miles, nothing but Queensland property all around the place. But anyway, I did enjoy that. Last of my family's here in the Thumb there, and I stopped at his place on my way to Texas. And, man, I fell in love with this place coming through here. But he too, you know, I stuck around. It just happened to be hunting season. I had everything loaded up in the damn truck and pulling the truck on the dolly behind the truck and everything else, everything I owned. Man, let me tell you, yeah, you guys got some nice tree stands here in northern Michigan. Much like yourself, my neighbor on my other piece of property there in Emmett County, he bought the 40 acres adjacent to me, and man, let me tell you what, we spent quite a bit of time putting in his food, plotting his stand there, and again, blessed to have him as a neighbor, you know. I can go over and sight in anything, and I'm an avid shooter, as you can imagine. So, truly blessed to be a transplant here. So, my father was born over here in Vanderbilt, and my grandmother and her aunt lived over here in Michigan for quite a while, Roger.
Yeah, there's some really good deer blinds. There's some good ice shanties, too. I don't know how much you've ever went out to that sturgeon spearing they do on Black Lake, but the one guy, Gil, he has what they call it the 30-footer, and if it's a nice cold winter and the ice is safe, they drag out that 30-footer, and they raffle off being able to use it during the sturgeon spearing season at their banquet in September, and some of them ice shanties are pretty cool too.